Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you are a fan of esports, the NBA has got a treat for you. And I do know that esports have become wildly popular. It's not my cup of tea, but you know what? I'm not the target audience. I prefer to watch real sports because that's what I do for a living, not sports via the video game format. But obviously, they're very popular, and NBA 2K is an extremely popular game, including with those members of the NBA community. I remember talking to NASCAR drivers a few years ago when I worked at Phoenix International Raceway, and it was more than one of the drivers, but one specifically told me that he actually used the NASCAR video game to prepare for the various tracks that they were going to. He would spend time using the video game in the week leading up to the circuit going to Darlington or to Texas or to Michigan or to Vegas or to Talladega, because the graphics were so lifelike. They were so close to the actual specs of the track that it allowed him to practice. Now, not handling a car, obviously, but it at least allowed him to refamiliarize with himself with the angles and the turns and the nuances of each individual track. And so it stands to reason then, now you don't have the same issues with courts or with hoops or with nets when it comes to basketball, because they're all the same. They have to be drawn to specs. The colors are different, but they have to be built to specs. But no doubt there are many NBA players who enjoy unwinding or being competitive with their own video game, like NBA 2K. And every now and then you'll hear an athlete complain about his rating or complain about how he's portrayed or, how he is used in a particular video game. And this NBA 2K20 player tournament is actually a pretty big investment, because you've got both the league and the Players Association, as well as their broadcast partners, ESPN, ESPN2. Normally would be getting ready to air actual playoff games, but they're going to do 10 days of this. Prime time, 10 days of this. They'll start it out on the main channel and then move it to Deuce, and it will run for 4 hours. And so maybe producer Chris can put up a poll gauging your interest in watching Kevin Durant, Trae Young, Hassan Whiteside, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, others who have really high ratings on NBA 2K, Zach LaVine, DeMarcus Cousins, Patrick Beverly. Oh, I might sign up to hear Patrick Beverly trash talk. So if the idea is that you'll be able to see these guys, or even if you're just hearing them communicate back and forth, I feel like they're going to have to put this on delay and have the ability to bleep out particular language. Something tells me in their own living rooms, these guys are not going to be PC or PG-13, but maybe that's a caveat of participating. If you can hear these guys communicate back and forth, and there are players that you know that you don't normally have access to in this format, laid back in their living rooms or wherever else they play video games, I think it might be interesting. Now, can I watch 10 days of it, 4 hours? No. But again, I'm not the target audience. And if you're a fan of one of these players, say you're a huge fan of Trae Young, so up-and-coming superstar with the Atlanta Hawks, you love Donovan Mitchell, Spida, well, then maybe you can't wait to hear them. It's almost like they'd be mic'd up in a basketball game. But again, you know, you got to, they're going to have the ability on television to bleep out. So they're likely going to be on a delay, similar to what we are. We're on a 30-second delay here on CBS Sports Radio. So what I'm saying right now, you're not hearing for another 30 seconds. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us for the Hump Show. Let's see. We've got a couple of different things going on, and we'll look for producer Chris to put up a poll about this NBA 2K tournament. But we've also got a few minutes left for you to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So about 30 minutes away from our Hump Show staple, you can post those to our Facebook page or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. If you want to talk about the expanded NFL playoffs, or if you would like to share your insight and knowledge about esports and NBA 2K tournaments, you can do that. Again, 855-212-4227. All of those various ways land you with us in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their homes to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. 855-212-4CBS. And because it's Final Four week, I keep looking down at my computer and it says April 1st, and I'm blown away. Every state except for Hawaii is now into the month of April. So good riddance to March, but I hope we don't feel the same way about April as we did about March, many of us. I will tell you this. I'm excited to celebrate my grandmother's 98th birthday 5 days from now. She's still isolated and, you know, still calling her every couple days. But my mom and I sent her a couple birthday presents, and we sent them in staggered shipments so that she can get more than one gift. We actually are sending her a series of books, but the three books are showing up at three different times. And then sending her cards separately because I wanted her to get something else in the mail that she could open up. And I've been reaching out to various family members and saying, hey, don't forget Grammy Helen's birthday. Do you need her address? So, yeah, I'm hoping she gets bombarded by cards and maybe a couple of gifts as well, and have a chance to talk to her. And then my younger niece has a birthday Monday as well. My older niece has a birthday next Thursday. I was planning on visiting them, and unfortunately, because of circumstances, I've canceled that just so that everyone is safe. I'm not sick. There's nothing wrong, but I just wouldn't want my family in any way to be compromised or to be in harm's way because of me. So it's going to be an exciting week next week. Like I said, my grandmother reaching 98 is something to be celebrated. And I love to celebrate my niece's birthdays with them. But unfortunately this year, I won't be able to spend that time with them. So that's kind of been a source of sadness for me the last couple of days. And I know many of you have plans that you've canceled and things that you had circled on the calendar that you've slowly had to cross off. And, you know, my vacation, you know, the trip to Orlando to run the half marathon. I know many of you are in the same boat. And so trying to find the silver lining and make the best of it, which maybe for some of you is an NBA 2K tournament featuring NBA players or your Final Four zoo animals. So on the last show, we made you want to eat breakfast. Now, do you want to go to the zoo? Because I do. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. While we're talking about the NBA, I want to mention this too. In light of Major League Baseball and the Players Association coming up with an agreement in which they would still pay players, still award them a full year of service. They've agreed to financial contingencies and economic contingencies for the upcoming season because it's obviously going to be a shortened season. We don't know how drastically the baseball season will be reduced, but they wanted to have a financial plan in place to take care of the athletes as well as team employees. So then this is what the NBA and the NBA Players Association is talking about right now. Actually withholding up to a quarter of the players' remaining salaries in an escrow account if regular season games are canceled. The league, as I mentioned, is committed to crowning a champion. So it looks like even if the format is completely wacky and a once-in-a-lifetime type of tournament in a neutral location, neutral site location, that they do, in fact, plan to have a champion. What if it's in July? What if it's in August? I have no idea. There's no way to, at this point, plan. But because the league has no idea if they're going to get in the rest of the regular season, so there were roughly 16, 17 games to go in the NBA regular season, even fewer in the NHL. Because they don't know if they're going to be able to get those games in, right now, they're trying to spread the cost. Because there is a loss that will be incurred if they don't play those regular season games. Not only do the players lose salary, but you also have the teams and the owners and all the various businesses that rely on the NBA having games at their home arenas. Everybody stands to lose. I mean, you have revenue sharing that's going to take a hit. All of the various ways that money is divvied out. And so the idea would be that, and there's actually a provision in their collective bargaining agreement. I wonder if they've ever had to use it. I don't think so. But they do have a clause in their agreement that actually covers catastrophes, including pandemics, of which the coronavirus has been classified, the COVID-19 pandemic. So in this collective bargaining agreement, players lose roughly 1% of their salary for every game that's canceled. Again, under this clause, which includes pandemics, maybe never before invoked clause. But the players stand to lose money, about 1% of their salary. Now, for guys who are the 12th men on their rosters, well, then it doesn't. Now, they obviously need the money more than, say, LeBron James. But the percentage, the 1% of their salary is much smaller than, say, a LeBron or a Steph Curry or anybody else who's among the upper echelon in terms of salaries. But their labor deal stipulates that this money is taken from the players and is put into an escrow account, and then it's distributed. It's crazy, right, that they actually have this in their collective bargaining agreement. And that way they share the burden of the loss. So it actually comes, a lot of the money comes from the players themselves. So you're talking 16, 17 games roughly remaining. Could be a pretty large chunk of salary. And so at this point, they're talking about how they want to do this. The players get paid on April 15th. If they don't have an agreement before then, which was formerly tax day, if they don't have an agreement before then, the players get paid. Same as they have for the rest of the regular season. But then it could come down the road later on once the union and the owners agree. They might actually have to give some of that money back. So at this point, they're haggling, as you can imagine, and they've got nothing but time on their hands, except for those guys who are preparing to play in NBA 2K. How does one warm up for that? How does one run through drills, thumb drills? How does one prepare for an NBA 2K tournament? I guess besides playing a whole lot of NBA 2K. I'm not going to hide it. I have no expertise when it comes to video games. All right. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Couple different things. Your final four zoo animals. I love this from Jordan. Hammerhead sharks. First person to name sharks among their final four zoo animals. Lions, penguins, polar bears. What is your final four zoo animals? And also, Chris has put up a poll on Twitter as well as on our Facebook page. How much of this upcoming NBA 2K tournament do you think you'll watch? How much are you interested in seeing NBA players operate a video game as opposed to actually getting out there on the court?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Major League Baseball players, managers, coaches, all chomping at the bit. They want to get out there. Their opening day has come and gone, and still, they've got to be patient, train on their own. And of course, you've also got various athletes, including several big-name pitchers, who are going through surgeries now, even while the league is shut down, hoping that this maybe accelerates their time to get back on the field and obviously cuts into the number of games that they will lose if they have the surgery now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We had talked last week about the Mets and Noah Syndergaard. We know Justin Verlander of the Astros had to have surgery. So did Chris Sale with his Tommy John surgery. And general manager Chaim Bloom gave an update on Tuesday.
Chris Sale had successful Tommy John surgery this morning in Los Angeles, performed by Dr. Neil Ellis-Rash. Of course, he will miss the 2020 season, and we look forward to his return sometime next year.
So that's all you're going to get. The surgery was done. It was a success. Same thing we heard about Noah Syndergaard. But right now, news is pretty tough to come by. And, of course, these teams don't have to reveal anything at this point with essentially the league being shut down. Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers. Remember, those two teams met in the 2018 World Series. No, they did not talk about whether or not the Red Sox have a tainted World Series because of the cheating allegations. But Dave did talk about acquiring from the Red Sox Mookie Betts and David Price. And interestingly enough, even if there's no baseball in 2020, which I find is a very remote possibility, baseball is determined to get their season on the field. But let's just say, worst case scenario, there's no baseball in 2020. Betts would become a free agent without ever having played a game for the Dodgers. How odd is that? Meanwhile, manager Dave Roberts still hasn't had a chance to see these guys in action.
It was a loud yell. It was a popping of champagne because, man, it just doesn't happen. We're guys in their prime. You know, you've got a former Cy Young winner who is thrilled to be a Dodger and to be on the West Coast. Spent his entire career on the East Coast in David Price. And then you've got arguably the best player, you know, obviously Mike Trout, and right behind him is Mookie Betts.
Dave Roberts describing his reaction to Jim Rome when he found out that the Dodgers had acquired Betts and Price. And we know there was a lot of excitement, except right now that is all suspended. Suspended animation, if you will, because Dave Roberts, like every other manager in Major League Baseball, is waiting while the season is postponed indefinitely.
This is a situation where all the focus is getting ready for a Major League season, and, you know, Mookie and David and, you know, Blake Trinan, all these guys that are new to us, we've kind of assimilated, we're feeling good, we're healthy going in, and this kind of caught us all, you know, by surprise. Trying to keep your mind sharp, your body active, you know, your arm with the starting pitchers, keep that moving, your obliques, your core with the positional players, as far as you don't want to come back and blow out an oblique, and kind of understanding that this is unprecedented.
That's for sure. Dave Roberts on the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, the question has been asked over and over again. How much time will players need once they've gotten the green light to resume? It would be a spring training at some point because they need some time to get ready. How much time do they need before they can actually start games that count?
I think 2 weeks. I think that, you know, once we get that soft opening or soft start for a spring training, then I think guys will have time to really start to ramp up. So then when we do get there, 2 weeks will suffice. And I do think that that also, you know, with the understanding that the rosters are going to be expanded, where there's got to be extra pitchers, a handful, if not more.
Contingency plans in place. But what baseball most craves, most desires, is a date when they can get back to their fields and they get back to their facilities, and a date where they can look to start the 2020 season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. To hear that whole conversation between Jim Rome and Dave Roberts, you can check out our network website, cbssportsradio.com. It's good to hear some of these guys on various radio shows on our network. I know all the hosts are working really hard to be able to bring you interesting, engaging, entertaining content. And it's difficult to do. It's not impossible. It requires a lot of creativity. It requires a lot of cooperation and hard work. And one of the things that I've mentioned, I don't know that I've given too many details, but one of the things that I find to be the most difficult is that you plan and you think you've adjusted to the new normal, quote unquote. We hear that phrase a lot now. You think you've adjusted to the new normal, and then another curveball. And then you adjust again. Oh, and wait, no, there's something else that completely throws that plan to the wayside. And actually, when I was listening to UFC President Dana White and some of his comments on a recent podcast with Frank Warren, it's called The Heavyweight Podcast with Frank Warren, I was stunned to hear him say almost the exact same thing as he looks ahead to kind of planning UFC events and figuring out contingencies for when they might be able to host the events that are on their schedule. Dana White said almost the same exact thing that I feel like I've been saying every single day.
The challenges are that every time I get something figured out, I wake up the next day and the world has completely changed again. And everything that I worked hard on the day before, me and my crew, has now fallen apart. It literally just happened to us again. Habib Nurmagomedov is in Russia, and they just shut down all travel in and out of Russia.
I mean, that's kind of the deal. Now, his is very specific, of course, because he's dealing with travel and with athletes and trying to get them to where they need to go. Forget the part about having fans around and the distance that they need and the dangers there. But I so can identify with what he's saying. You work every day. In our case, we're scheduling interviews. We're trying to figure out what our window is when we can use the equipment from home, but also trying to figure out when we actually have help at CBS Sports Radio headquarters, because our network is operating on a very skeleton crew. And there are times when there's nobody there. And so we think we have a window and we set up a bunch of interviews, and then, oh no, wait, we can't do it because there's going to be nobody there. It's just, oh gosh, that's been the most stressful part. Is it worth it? Yes, because the radio show must go on and we want to bring you really good content, but it's constantly changing. And so you feel like you find some firm footing and then, nope, this is quicksand as well, and throw that plan out the window. So I wouldn't say I was happy to hear Dana White going through the same thing, but I felt as though I had found a kindred spirit in the UFC president, because he's also tried to do the same thing, plan, reset the calendar, assign new dates, figure out how to get his guys to their locations. And as soon as he does that, everything changes again.
Back to the drawing board, and we're figuring this out right now. As we're speaking right now, I have people working on this thing as we speak. So, listen, I am absolutely relentless. And I said that this fight is going to go on, and it will. And, you know, when you're talking about ambulances and safety and all that stuff, just like you saw when you came out here to the PI and all that stuff, we go overboard with everything all the time. I mean, think about this. In the 20 years... This thing's been going for almost 25 years, but in the 20-year history that I've been involved, and before me, there's never been a death or serious injury.
UFC President Dana White, a guest on the Heavyweight Podcast with Frank Warren, and a couple of little technical glitches there on their end. But he has made the point that he believes his fighters are safer when they're training and when they're together under the UFC umbrella, as opposed to when they're spread out all over the world and they have no control over what they're doing. So again, he's working on contingency plans and committed to having his various events move forward. And yet, like all of us, subject to the community and state, gubernatorial, even federal mandates that every day are changing every single day. Yes, safety is first. Yes, it's most important that we curb the spread of the coronavirus. It's just difficult to plan anything right now, whether it's sports, whether it's entertainment, whether it's vacations. It's difficult to plan anything right now other than what movie you're going to watch tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. So on our social media, I got a bunch of different options for you. Number one, your final four zoo animals. That's our topic for tonight to celebrate Final Four Week, your final four zoo animals. Also, we got a poll up gauging your interest in the NBA 2K tournament. Who needs real basketball when you can have virtual basketball? And then also a few minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Forget your Final Four zoo animals. I've got my own dangerous animals right here. I didn't realize, because I was wearing headphones and talking to you and listening to Dave Roberts, that my dog had snuck in and laid down behind my chair. And so I got up to go take my coffee cup downstairs, and thankfully I did not slide the chair backwards because there was a dog and her foot laying right there, and that would have been a disaster. Terrible. We would have needed an emergency veterinarian. But she is now laying right behind me. The cats have been here the entire time, so forget your zoo animals. You could have my zoo animals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for joining us for the Hump Show. We always appreciate your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Once again, it is Dave in our control room at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. Chris chose the questions. Dave will field them. So it's a team effort for Ask Amy Anything. Hello, Dave.
Hello. That's right. Team effort. So let's start with an animal question since you're talking about your pets.
All right.
So
I have no choice, really. They're everywhere.
This is true. So Aaron says, Amy, I work third shift at a hospital, and wants to know if your dog or all of your pets have had a hard time adjusting to the weird hours because theirs seems a bit more anxious.
Hmm. Well, first of all, thank you, Aaron, you said, right? Thank you for serving right now, because we need people on the front lines, hospitals, doctors, nurses, those who clean, whatever your role is. We appreciate you putting yourself in harm's way for public safety. So, Aaron, thank you. As for my pets, yes, they are definitely confused. And here's what's different for them. I'm trying to keep them on their regular feeding schedule, so that's not off. And Penny and I are walking at roughly the same time, so I'm doing my very best to keep her and to keep me on a routine. But the difference is, usually I'm out of the house and yapping away doing this radio show from somewhere else, not from here. So generally they're sleeping overnight while I'm working, and then I come home and they greet me at the door and they're very excited. Now they're up all night. Penny might sleep for the first couple of hours. And so usually I don't see her until at the midway point of the show, but then she's awake because they really can't figure out why I'm talking so much. I mean, pretty much everyone in my life wonders that and has wondered that my entire life. But yeah, they're not usually awake at this hour all night. And so I think they're having a hard time adjusting. Poor Pen. The second we get back from her morning walk, she's out. I mean, she is snoring within minutes. She's so tired. Oh, gosh.
It sounds like me. I fell asleep the second I walked in the house.
Well, yes. I mean, you have dogs, too, so I'm sure they're kind of confused as to why you guys are never out of the house.
This is true. They've been okay so far. We'll see how that goes over longer periods of time. Mm-hmm. So Tammy wants to know when the quote-unquote stay-at-home order is lifted, where is the first place with big crowds that you're going to go?
Oh, big crowds. Well, gosh, I don't know about the humongous crowds, but I am going to find another half marathon to run. So right now, it's impossible to pick one. The one I was supposed to run in a few weeks in Orlando, of course, was canceled. And right now, organizers of various half marathons during the late spring and summer, they're all on hold. They don't know whether or not they should accept any more entrants because they don't know whether or not they're going to be able to hold their event. So that will be the first major event I go to where there will be thousands of people to run a half marathon after all this training. You want to know the first place I'm going to go, though, when we have the okay and when non-essential businesses are opened? I'll be going to get a pedicure because it's nearly springtime. It's one of my favorite things to do when it's almost flip-flop season. And like many women out there, I will also be going to get my hair done because my salon is closed. And while I don't go a lot, I go maybe every 3-4 months. Yeah, it'll be time. Whenever that time is, it'll be time to schedule a hair appointment as well.
I'm definitely going to the salon when this is all
Yeah.
So Sean wants to know, what is the most exciting sports experience you've ever been to or watched on TV?
Well, forget watch on TV. I've been to so many cool ones in person. The easy one would be to say Super Bowl, Houston, Falcons up 28-3 when Julio Jones caught that ball on the sidelines. It was actually just up the sidelines from where I was sitting. I thought that was it. They were already in field goal range. All they had to do was kick a field goal, and I thought that was it. The Falcons were actually going to win a Super Bowl. Alas, it all came unraveled, and we know it was the first and only Super Bowl ever to end up in overtime, and I was there. Only Super Bowl I've ever seen in person, and I was there. Now, months before that, here's the crazy thing. Even topping that, months before that, I was in the same stadium, NRG Stadium in Houston, when Chris Jenkins hit the buzzer beater for Villanova to knock off North Carolina in what was probably one of the most exciting finishes to an NCAA championship ever. And the great part was I was just off the corner of the court, directly beyond the basket where Jenkins hit that shot. So the ball was coming right at me, and I knew it was good. I could see it. As long as the depth was right, it was good. And I got hit with seat cushions flying down from the upper deck. I'm telling you, the noise, the cacophony of sound that enveloped me because I was down near the court. It was amazing. It was a roar. But before that, for at least a brief second, the whole place was quiet, waiting for that ball, whether it was going to go through the hoop or bounce off the rim and send us into overtime. I mean, it was a phenomenal experience. And so people ask me, and that's the one. That is the one that I've been to Stanley Cup final games at the United Center, at Madison Square Garden. Those were amazing too, just the atmosphere. But those two finishes to two championship games in Houston, I don't think can be topped.
That was a pretty awesome finish. I remember being on my couch and it was one of those like silent roars or screams because everyone else in my house had fallen asleep. My wife, kids. Probably like I've done this probably 20 times in my life where I jump off the couch and one of those silent like arms in the air expressions that it's just if it's not recorded, you can't imagine what it's like. It's just
Yes.
So David says that one of the good things, one of the positive things for him at least during this time is he's had more time to focus on things that are important to him.
Yes.
He had wanted to lose weight, so far he's lost 11 pounds and, and counting, he says.
Way to go.
And he hopes to be able to maintain the weight loss. So he wants to know, as long as it's not too personal of a question, what's one or two of the things you've been able to focus on in a positive light since this has all been going on?
Yeah, well, number one is really easy. Number one is the fact that I have connected with friends of mine that I haven't spoken to in some cases in a year or a couple of years. My college roommate and I mean, we went to rival high schools in New Hampshire. So we've known each other, I mean, since I was a freshman in high school. And she and I hadn't spoken on the phone probably in 2-3 years, I think. And we caught up. We actually spent an hour on the phone on Saturday morning, and it was really good to talk to her and hear her voice. And we laughed. And I think the phone calls that I'm getting and the people who are reaching out, that to me has meant so much. And I do mean by phone. I don't just mean text message. I'm probably the only person in America who hasn't done a Zoom call yet, other than my nearly 98-year-old grandmother, because she doesn't have any devices or a computer. So I haven't done a Zoom call yet, but what I have done is pick up the phone and call people. So a 90-minute phone call with a friend of mine who's in California over the weekend. And it's just been, it's been so encouraging to me to have these numbers show up on my phone that I haven't, you know, I haven't seen my phone ring with their number in years. So I think that to me has probably been the number one thing. And then in addition to that, I've had two people, Dave, two people tell me they wish they were quarantined with me. I feel like that's the ultimate compliment right now. I don't know if I'll hear it from more than two people, but, you know, if two people in your life say they wish they were quarantined with you, that's winning, isn't it? Hashtag winning.
That's a pretty good deal. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was the ultimate compliment for the month of March.
Absolutely. So we're going to circle back to the animal questions or the pet questions.
Oh, I knew it. I mean, we work so hard on these shows, and what most people care about are my three crazy pets.
Well, I've noticed that a lot of people are picking up puppies and kittens and things like that during this time. So I guess Lorenzo is going to be doing the same thing. Okay. He wants, I guess, a smaller breed of dog. So he's asking, if you had to choose between a Pomeranian, a Chihuahua, or a Yorkie, which one are you going with?
Oh, gosh. So I don't know those breeds as well as I know Australian Shepherds or German Shepherds, or even Huskies, because those are the breeds we've had my whole life. But I do know Yorkies are supposed to be great guard dogs. And there is a Yorkie in my neighborhood that, boy, is she vigilant. And so that, it depends on what you're looking for. Yorkies can be very well trained and are supposed to be really good guard dogs. Chihuahuas are supposed to be really, really smart. Believe it or not, Penny's favorite breed of dog to play with is a Chihuahua. So when we've been to dog parks, which, you know, we don't go very often, but dog parks are when she's been to a boarder, she always gravitates toward the Chihuahuas. And she's really tall, and they run underneath her and run circles around her. But for whatever reason, she always makes friends with Chihuahuas. And so the Chihuahua breed is really smart, like the Australian Shepherd. So I'd say if you're looking for a smart dog, one that can match your level of intelligence, go Chihuahua. If you're looking for well-trained and really good vigilant guard dog, go Yorkie. Pomeranians are kind of cute. I love their fluffy tails. I just don't know much about them.
Me neither. They're cute, though.
They are cute.
So Richard wants to know, with the problems of travel, even in normal times, especially in the New York City area,
right,
do you see yourself or radio personalities working more from home even when this is all over?
Hell no. Hell to the no. Absolutely not. The second the company clears me to go back in studio, I will be. This is less awkward and it's less uncomfortable, and I'm getting more used to it, because as human beings, we adjust, we adapt, we're flexible, we're resilient. But I hate this. I hate the fact that you or Chris have to be in studio and I can't be there. I don't think that's fair. I should be there. It's my name on the show. But also, I'm missing my clock. I can't see you guys. This to me, it's much more difficult. And I'm glad. I feel like you and Chris have done such a good job. We're working really hard. I'm glad that most people don't see a change in the quality level, but I can, because I'm maniacal. I'm obsessive about the product that we put on the air. I'm a perfectionist. I pay attention to minute details. So it's actually frustrating to me, because I know the quality of the show is not the same, and it won't be the same until we get back in studio. So absolutely not. The second the boss gives me the okay, I might be there all day. I might camp out in studio until it's time for the show. I cannot wait to go back.
We'll get a cot in the back. You can stay over.
As long as I have my Lysol, I'm good. They're not getting rid of me ever again.
We're going to circle back to the animals one more time.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
It's the theme of the show. Michael
yes,
wants
is.
To know, if you had to choose, what is the cooler animal feature? Antlers or tusks?
Gosh, antlers are so majestic, and honestly, when I think about tusks, I either think, oh, you're going to get speared, or people hunt these animals for their tusks, which makes me really sad. So, yeah, tusks actually have a negative connotation for me, even though they're amazing and they're majestic. And to see the tusk coming out of the nose of the rhinoceros, I mean, to see it up close, which I have, is wow. But I always feel so terribly that these animals are shot and killed. In some cases, they're poached and they're hunted just for that piece of ivory. I mean, God created them with this amazing feature, and we kill them as a human race. So I'll go antlers because I feel like there are more antlers. And yes, while we do hunt deer, and I grew up in New Hampshire where there's plenty of hunting. I've dated guys who hunt and we eat venison. At least it's not the same connotation. And on that very negative note, I'm sorry, that was a downer, but animals
well, let's
are
finish with good news real
okay,
quick.
Hurry
Have
up.
You or will you listen to the John Krasinski podcast?
I love John Krasinski, and the fact that he stole our idea, Dave. We're starting every show with good news. His podcast is named Some Good News. Yeah, I feel like we definitely have something in common. And if he's going to steal our name, then I'm going to go ahead and steal some of his ideas. Why not? He's the famous one. Thanks for all your questions for Ask Amy Anything, even all the questions about the animals. Our Final Four category tonight is your Final Four zoo animals. So keep those coming on Twitter and Facebook. 1 hour to go here. The NFL expanding its playoff format. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.